It's Monday, July 18th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The House passes a round of cyber rules while the FCC and FTC take stock. Vendor promises explained, and Microsoft's chief partner officer named. This is the Business of Tech. On Thursday, the House passed an annual defense policy bill, and it has cyber built right in. Language to designate systematically important entities to the most vital U.S. critical infrastructure was included, a move initially recommended by the Cyberspace Solarium Commission. The underlying bill also will establish a Cyber Threat Environment Collaboration Program, a portal intended to increase data sharing among members of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's new Joint Cyber Defense Collaborative. And despite the news last week that the SolarWinds investigation was done, a provision would require CISA to investigate the SolarWinds hack and report to Congress with policy suggestions. Still to come is the Senate version and the later compromise deal. The FCC has proposed increasing the agency's broadband speed standard from 25 to 100 megs down and from 3 to 20 up. That was announced last week as well. The Treasury Department announced that it would provide millions of dollars to build out high-speed broadband projects in four states as part of the American Rescue Plan's Coronavirus Capital Projects Fund. So Kansas, Maine, Maryland, and Minnesota will be expanding broadband to over 83,000 homes. And in the post-Roe legal realm, the FTC has indicated it will step up to protect consumers' privacy, declaring the agency is committed to fully enforcing the law against the illegal sharing of sensitive medical and location data. The commission aimed particularly at data brokers and third parties who share previously collected information. The Post points to a wide range of sources that can potentially collect sensitive information about a user, but highlights the combination of location data and health data as presenting a particular risk to consumers. And if you think this isn't impactful, well, fertility app provider Prove specifically moved from AWS and Azure to Google Cloud. And the reason was the most options available for data storage in states that protect abortion rights. Why do we care? It's that last story that I want to use to tie things together. Somebody advised Prove about that move, and due to the landscape of regulation around them. All of these moves are details to consider in your practice of managing your customers' needs. Sure, different regulations for different customers, and thus why we'll have a whole space of compliance. Not sure I like that framing as much as I prefer considering it as lawyers do. Practice areas. There are scalability issues to consider here for sure in SMB. Those that figure that out will do well. They have to, because it's not cheap. AWS announced a one console to manage everything approach, focusing on AWS Cloud WAN. Cloud WAN is presented as a way to quickly set up and manage multiple parts of an AWS-based network worldwide, including AWS Virtual Private Clouds, or VPCs, along with customers' own on-premise private cloud offerings. Microsoft, meanwhile, has announced changes to its Windows release schedule, returning to a traditional 3-year release cycle for major versions of Windows. The next one is scheduled for 2024. 3 years after Windows 11, but also 1 year after they announced going to a yearly cadence, and after previously saying Windows 10 will be the last version of Windows. Why do we care? Today is the world of fantasy and vendor statements. Look, the one console to rule them all is a fantasy that vendors tell you. Like Atlantis and Nessie, you aren't going to find it. It's far more about integrations than a single pane of glass. And will there be a new version of Windows? Yes, yes, there will. Will the cadence change again? Yes, yes, it will. Let's not get too hung up here and simply know we must prepare for new versions of Windows. And Microsoft has named a new position, the Chief Partner Officer, and named Nicole Dezen to the job. She will also hold the title of Microsoft Corporate Vice President of the Global Partner Solutions Organization. Why do we care? While I don't do much coverage of the movements of channel chiefs on this show, we care about this one because of the C-level title given to it. That's a measure of priority, and that's why we care. If you're an MSP looking to grow your business by scaling your cyber practice, it's critical to offer a white-label, multi-tenant SOC as a service. Agile Blue is that SOC XDR, detecting cyber attacks on the cloud, network, applications, and endpoints before a breach occurs. Trusting nothing while detecting everything and staffed with a 24/7 expert set of threat hunters and cyber analysts who obsess over you and your client's cybersecurity, Agile Blue works side by side with your team. Join today and get 3 months of EDR free by visiting agileblue.com/pod to start. Thanks for listening. Two that are very relevant for our audience. First, Insurance Nerd Day, as we focus on those who work in the insurance industry. And second, National Dapper Your Data Day, the day to completely clean your digital footprint for a celebration. Let's talk again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.